The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. So the scriptures this morning are very, very vivid, very alive, and very important for our lives as disciples. And we could be here all day as we unpack these. But just as we look at Mark's gospel, this maybe we can call this turning point. As Jesus, it says, began to teach them about the suffering that the Son of Man must suffer. He'd already been teaching in parables. He'd been teaching and healing and showing forth the might and majesty of who he is. But now clearly he's revealing the truth. And then these very important questions: who do people say that I am, and who do you say that I am? Questions that we live every day. Maybe we don't hear these words exactly, but the way that the world responds, the way that we respond to the world, the way that we respond to our baptismal call and to our invitation to discipleship, we hear and answer these questions. Who does the world say Jesus is? Lots of answers. And who do you say that I am? Very, very important question. Because it will determine, it will change, it will affect and affect everything in your life, how you answer that question. And then we know in Matthew's gospel, when Peter says, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus says, "You did not come about this by flesh and blood, but basically by divine inspiration." And then when he says, he rebukes Jesus, doesn't want Jesus to suffer, then Jesus says, "You're thinking not as God, but as man does." So easy for us, even in this quick moment as Peter shows us, to be confused and to impose our ideas of how and who God should be. And we have to allow that rebuke of Jesus to correct us. It says, "Get behind me, Satan." And that word, in one sense, simply means adversary, not necessarily the chief of the devils, but my adversary. Anytime we seek to impose our idea of how God should be, then we become his adversary. And so we must listen to the rebuke to get behind me. What is that implying? That we must follow Jesus in all things, but especially to the cross. This is what Christ is revealing this morning, this theology of the cross. It's easy for us to be attracted to and attached to the theology of glory, of all the good things of faith. But as we're going to hear tomorrow, we must take up our cross. And it's this God way of thinking that allows us to hear what St. James said this morning and probably still get punched in the gut a little bit. Show no partiality. If you have a rich man and a poor man, who do you pick? Do you pick someone because of their status? Because of what they can give you? Of what they can bring you to? How do we decide who gets our time, who is worthy of our attention. We cannot follow the worldly mentality of what is good and popular and cool and successful and achieving and all those words and all those statuses that the world presents us. When we do that, we become an adversary to God. So yes, these very, very important and life-changing scriptures always, but especially today. So as we continue with the Mass and the consecration of the Blessed Sacrament, as you come forward to receive, let Jesus ask you, who do you say that I am? And if need be, let him rebuke you so that you don't think as man thinks, but we allow him to teach us to think like he does. Amen.